Hey, Jacqueline, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing great. And you know what? You might as well tell your dad to pack your bags and move to North Carolina.
I know.
You just love it here, don't you? You can admit it. Go on ahead.
Well, this is second home, I guess.
Well, we love you and we love your ministry. And tonight you're going to be at Victorious Praise Fellowship Church. And I saw you minister last year, and it was my first time. And I was like, look at that young little lady with an old soul. You preach, girl, you preach.
Bless you.
How old are you now?
I am currently 17 years old.
Okay. I was talking about you earlier, and I said, I think she's 16 or 17. I'm not really sure. But 17 now. So you're going to minister tonight the second time. This will be your second time at Victorious Praise Fellowship Church, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm excited about it.
And I know you want to invite your fans and everybody to come and hear you give a word tonight.
Yes, I want to take this moment and invite everybody out here who's listening now. Bring everybody that you can. Tell your sister, your daughter, your uncle, your cousin that there is a word that God has for you on tonight. You don't want to miss it. I'm excited. Come ready to expect God to move in your life.
Now, last year, not only did you give a word, but you also sang Greater Is Coming. Are you going to sing or is it strictly a word?
Yes, sir. I think I'm gonna do a little bit of it.
You're gonna do a little bit of it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So we want the community to come on out and get a word, and also she'll minister to you in song a little bit as well. And the theme this year is youth and family. And you have a really, really strong message to the youth. Without giving your sermon away, what is it that you want to share with the youth? Why is that so important to you in your message?
Well, I mean, I think it's very important, and I tell young people all the time that it's important that you start out young, pursuing your calling and your destiny. If you don't know who you are in God or why God placed you on this earth, your calling, basically, I want you to take a moment and ask God to reveal to you who you are in Him, because He placed you on this earth for a reason. And when He reveals it to you, don't be ashamed to walk into it and to be who God has called you to be. I am a living witness that if you start out now, you can be farther ahead in life, even when you get to your 30s. You don't have to wait. Start now, and I promise you that God will do great things through you.
You know what? I have that same message and theme. I'm a lot older than you, but I truly believe whatever it is that God pours in your heart, it's already done. God's waiting on you, so to walk into that destiny. So I'm excited about the message you're going to give the youth. I appreciate you taking time out. Tell your dad, I said, pack the bags and move to North Kakalaki.
Yes, sir. And tonight there is a word for everybody. I hear that this is a family event. I mean, there's a word for the entire family. So everybody come just expecting a word for your family to be released over your life.
Amen. Well, God bless you. We look forward to seeing you and talking to you again real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.